With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
It is so important to read up and be up on the news, current events, economic, social, political, so that if you're out at a dinner or a luncheon, you could join in the conversation. Every professional needs to do that. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. Write that number down, 630-928-0510. You could also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information. You won't want to miss a minute of it. It's a live show. You can call in with your questions at 312-642-5600. 312-642-5600. We're taking your questions to make this week an even easier, a better week, a more productive week in business and entrepreneurship. This week, we're going to be joined by guest Gideon Bluestein of the Illinois Department of Employment Security, Gary Rabine of the Rabine Group, Elliot Richardson of the Small Business Advocacy Council, and Helen Levinson of Indigo Interactive. And at the end of the show, I'm going to be sharing tips for improving your LinkedIn profile. So you won't want to miss a minute of it. Lots of content, lots of information for you. And in fact, you can meet me this week on Thursday. That's right, Thursday, October 30th. I'm hosting the business event. It's our fourth annual free business and employment expo taking place at Block 37, downtown Chicago. We're going to have thousands of people there, tons of networking, tons of speakers. And actually, I'm thrilled to be joined in studio by one of the folks that are helping make that happen, somebody that's really connected with the business community. And we're talking with Gideon Bluestein of the Illinois Department of Employment Security. Gideon, thanks for joining us in studio and Get Down to Business.
Thank you so much, Shalom. So happy to be here.
Fantastic. So, Gideon, I think I just alluded to it a moment ago, but Gideon is the deputy director of the Illinois Department of Employment Security, and that's a agency that up until not all that long ago, I probably commonly referred to it as the unemployment office, but I don't do that anymore, and that's because the work that you're doing in doing a ton of business outreach and partnering with me on events like the business event and really connecting with the business community. So, Gideon, what does your average day look like? What are you doing?
Oh, boy, there's no average day for me, Shalom. Well, let me start by saying I'm very excited. I'll be joining you on Thursday, and we're very excited to be promoting that event as well, the Thursday event. Definitely want to encourage people to come out to that. But yeah, I mean, an average day includes a lot of management of my teams who are going out, meeting with the business community. They are doing what we like to call no-cost HR solutions. So basically, that's providing employment services to employers who are looking for good quality employees. And, you know, we're helping to supplement their recruiting teams and their HR offices to connect them with good quality, talented people.
And you're doing that through a website that, honestly, if there's one thing that I want our listeners to take out of the show, it's, you know, grab a pen and a paper right now and write down this website, IllinoisJobLink.com. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, I'm involved in a lot of businesses, and you'll hear from Helen Levinson in a few minutes. She's involved in business, and, you know, as she just told me a few minutes ago, always looking for good people. I've done that. I've gone on the website. I've found good people. Tell us a little bit about the website, and which is so much more than really just a website, but tell us a little bit about Illinois Job Link.
Absolutely. So IllinoisJobLink.com is it's a job board, but it's a little bit better than your average job board. And that's for a couple of reasons. The first is we've got over 170,000 jobs currently posted on IllinoisJobLink.com. So, yeah, you heard that right, 170,000 jobs posted on IllinoisJobLink.com. But in addition to that, we also have about 50,000 active job seekers who are just this past week who were in IllinoisJobLink.com searching for jobs, updating their resumes, applying for jobs. But you know, the thing that I think really separates us from, you know, your everyday job boards that you might hear about, first of all, if I didn't mention it, it's no cost. So you can go in there, register with us, set up your registration, post a job, and there's no cost. There never will be a cost. That's how we get the great jobs and employers that we have posted there. But second of all, we've got a team of people who are actively going through on a daily basis and helping employers find qualified candidates for the positions that they're seeking out. So, you know, the way we approach it is if an employer wants to use IllinoisJobLink.com and they want to do, you know, basically self-service, go register, post their jobs, recruit candidates right out of that database, they can do that. But then when they need assistance, if they're having trouble finding qualified candidates or they're, you know, say they get a big order and they need to scale up very quickly and hire some people very quickly, that's when they can count on our team to come in and really help them do a lot of the busy work and get people lined up for those positions.
So Gideon, sounds like this isn't quite the unemployment office that it was perhaps even just a few years ago.
No, not at all. Under Jay Rowell's leadership as the director of the agency, when he started at the agency about 3 years ago, the governor said, no more unemployment office. This needs to be the state's employment office. And when I came on 2.5 years ago, that was really my mission, was to operationalize that. And, you know, the first thing that I think we undertook to bring about that change was building credibility with the business community. And so going out, you know, working with local chambers of commerce, working with business organizations, the Society for Human Resource Management. But also, and I can't, you know, this isn't my specialty, but really working on the unemployment insurance side and tightening that up, putting it online, really, you know, working with employers to make sure that, you know, if they have a claim filed against them, there's a very simple process that they can follow, an electronic process. That's all new. So, building credibility and then really going out and leveraging those relationships with the business community to make sure that the products we're offering are relevant, easy to use, and easy to access.
And there's no question that you're the right guy to be doing this because you have those relationships with the business community. Gideon, we're talking with Gideon Bluestein, the deputy director of IDES, the Illinois Department of Employment Security. Gideon, you were with the Illinois Chamber of Commerce before, weren't you?
I was. I worked at the Illinois Chamber of Commerce and built relationships with businesses of all sizes. You know, they had thousands of business members there, and I worked specifically with a lot of the transportation businesses, major railroads, major airlines, you know, trucking companies, and now a lot of those businesses, I assure you, are utilizing IDES's employment services.
They sure are. So let's get back to, I think, the event that we started talking about a few minutes ago. This is one of probably many, many events that Illinois Job Link and your team is participating in, because you guys are so well connected with the business community, so engaged with listening to when there are job opportunities, trying to connect and really live up to that example of being the employment office of the state of Illinois. So we have the business event, which is our free business events coming up this Thursday. And actually, all of the workshops, if you go on the website, you'll see that entire educational forum is brought to you by IllinoisJobLink.com. So there's a ton of sessions that pretty much anybody can take advantage of. Gideon, what are you hearing from the business community? What are the challenges that businesses are facing, both obviously in regards to employment, but other areas that might be affecting their growth?
Well, one of the things that I hear oftentimes is, I want to grow, I have positions to fill, I'm having trouble finding the right people for those positions. And that can be technical skills or it can be soft skills. And one of the nice things about working with our agency and working with IllinoisJobLink.com is that there's a level of credibility that we can bring because we're working with the candidates and working with everybody that has their resume in IllinoisJobLink.com. So if you are an employer and you work with us, we can set up an on-site hiring event where we will call in people, have an initial phone interview with them to get them prepped, and make sure that they're a good fit for those positions that you're recruiting for.
And aside from meeting Gideon and I at the business event this Thursday, October 30th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., once again, it's the business event. You can register at thebusinessevent.com. Gideon, how can people reach out to you and how can people contact you to learn more about the work that you're doing?
Well, the first piece of advice that I would have for whether you're a job seeker or whether you're an employer, go to www.illinoisjoblink.com and go ahead and register. It'll take you just a few minutes. It's very easy to do. And then if you want to talk further about any of those no-cost, customized human resource and recruiting solutions that my team can supply, you can contact me either through our website, which is www.ides.illinois.gov, or you can contact me directly at 312-793-9842.
And business organizations that are out there, I strongly recommend that you check out, obviously, IllinoisJobLink.com, but also reach out to Gideon to invite him or a member of his team to come out and talk about all those resources and all those solutions that are available. Jay Rowell, Gideon Bluestein, and their team are really making a difference in the employment community here in Illinois, and we're excited about that. Gideon, thanks for joining us once again. Register for the business event, thebusinessevent.com, this Thursday, October 30th. After the break, we're talking with Gary Rabine of the Rabine Group. Don't miss a minute of it. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikki and Michelle taking a look at traffic. And on the Edens is a 34-minute trip to Montrose from Lake Cook. Outbound side's only 19 minutes. The spur is still jammed going eastbound at Waukegan Road. The westbound side, though, is flowing freely. Coming in on the Kennedy, you still see delays at the River Road Toll Plaza all the way to Division. 40 to downtown from O'Hare from Montrose 17. On the opposite side, 10 to Montrose to O'Hare 25. Express lanes are open at 8 minutes. If you're coming in on the Ike, it is heavy on the brakes at Wolf to Harlem, with a 40-minute trip to the post from Thorndale for Mannheim 26. Outbound side's 19 minutes to Mannheim and to Thorndale 32. The Stevenson is slow inbound at Cass to County Line, then at First to Pulaski. 41 to Lakeshore Drive from 355. On the opposite side, we do have a crash at Western, so it's 43 minutes to 355. It's 57 degrees tomorrow, 74. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
I'm all for a national discussion on whether or not this is serving our national interest to send troops over to Iraq and, yes, Syria on behalf of trying to wipe out ISIS.
John Howell and Amy Jacobson.
Let's wipe them out now while we can.
I just think we're overreacting a little bit to their videos and their PR campaign on Twitter.
But they can recruit lone wolves so quickly here in this country.
The only way to get ISIS out once they are in civilian populations is with Muslim citizens ferreting them out and lopping off their heads.
John and Amy, mornings starting at 6 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more trips to the bathroom, longer time in the bathroom, waking at night to go, or issues in your romantic life. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-952-3467. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to use the bathroom, speed up bathroom trips, reduce waking at night to go, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-952-3467. That's 1-800-952-3467. Call 1-800-952-3467.
You are listening to the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I am your host, Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions. a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call my friend Chris Everett at 708-771-7777. Once again, 708-771-7777. What a great discussion with Gideon Bluestein of the Illinois Department of Employment Security. You know, as I just said, the show is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And we're fortunate to have such good partners in the state that can work with us and partner with me on events like the business event. But also, we've got some great entrepreneurial success stories that we love talking to on Get Down to Business, and I'm thrilled to be joined here in studio with one of those examples, joined here by Helen Levinson of Indigo Interactive. Helen, thanks for joining us over here.
Thanks for the invite. Happy to be here.
Fantastic. Helen, you know, I've spent some time on your website, and you are doing some really, really cool stuff, but some pretty complicated stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Helen, tell us what Indigo Interactive actually does every day.
Well, I'll give you the Cliff Note version, because every time I explain it to folks, they just kind of look at me like, what do you do again? So we take care of most of our clients are accrediting agencies. And if you have a child going to college, they're going to take a program that is typically accredited by an accrediting agency. These agencies look for a way to manage all of their data, their school data, their student data. And what we do is we come in and we build custom web applications and custom software to help them manage all of that data. So everything we do is workflow automation, and we come in, we assess the organization from beginning to end and how they do a lot of these processes, and we apply technology solutions to make their lives easier and run more efficiently.
Very interesting. So, Helen, if you don't mind, let's back up for a second. What have you been doing? Sort of, we love to, as I said, profile entrepreneurial success stories. I know you're an entrepreneur. You've had multiple businesses.
Yeah.
How did you get to this point that you're now working with accreditation agencies and societies and all sorts of interesting projects?
Right. Well, tenacity is one of them, right? Most entrepreneurs, we're pretty stubborn, and so we don't, we just keep on going. This is my third business, and my first business was really focused on website development and database development. Went into my second one, more focused on digital marketing, and then I had to circle back to what I loved most, and that was really technology. The one thing that I can tell people is that when you love what you do really well. And then when I had my second business, what I realized was that there was a real problem out in the accrediting agencies in that industry that we could solve, and I went after it. And that's the one piece of advice that I usually give a lot of entrepreneurs is if there is a problem that you can see in a marketplace that you can solve and solve well, go after it, because no good comes of being everything and doing everything for everyone. You just become a commodity after a while.
Sure. So in the sort of workforce, in the workflow management, we just spoke with Gideon about workforce, but in the workflow management process. Mm-hmm. So there's probably a lot of people involved. I'm sure you're always looking for good people that understand technology, obviously,
right,
and understand how to create the systems to help you manage that process. So how many people do you have in your office these days?
We have 13 full-time employees, and we have 5 subcontractors to help us get through the workflow that we have.
And you're a Chicago-based business?
We are. We're actually based in Arlington Heights.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great. And so on that note, what do you think of the Chicago business environment?
Well, as a tech person, the tech market is really exploding. There's a lot of businesses going on down in the kind of in that meat market district. We were actually going to move our offices down there. And the one thing that I realized was it's all about employee retention. So sometimes you can't follow a fad. You want to make sure that the people that you're hiring are the right people, and you want to keep your employees happy. You want to keep some retention going because you don't want any turnover. And so you want to basically stay in an area that's going to serve your clients well and also your employees, and everything stays cohesive.
And we were actually introduced through Bruce Leon of Tandem HR. So talking about employee retention and working with people, you've been working with Bruce and with Tandem for a little while.
Oh, God. I've been working with Tandem for at least 7 years, had him with my old business and have him with the new business. Love these guys. The one thing that I learned is that you really need to hire experts to do what they do well so you can focus on what you do well.
They're good people, and I say this all the time, but I always Bruce is my go-to guy when I have a question about anything sort of business related, but certainly in regards to working with people. He's the guy that I'm texting, calling, and he seems to never sleep. He's always available. Mm-hmm. And his team, he's got such wonderful, amazing professionals. And that's what it takes. I mean, I agree. I think that to run a business, you need good people. But to attract good people, obviously, you need to think about where your business will be located, and you need to make sure that you're working with, you know, professionals like those at Tandem HR, which is great. So before the show, you mentioned that you're always looking for good people.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about that.
Well, we do have an internship program. So I'm all about the underdogs. I really like bringing in people that are eager and enthusiastic and passionate about what they do. Any students that are recently graduated from a university, or if they're still in school and looking for an internship, we are definitely we have a 12-week internship program for technologists, project management, UX, and web designers. And we also are always looking for really good .NET developers. We code in MVC5, and anyone that can raise the notch against our competitors in the web applications that we build is always welcome in our door.
And are most of the accreditation management systems that you're building, are they actually being built for accreditation groups that are here in Illinois, or you probably have clients around the country?
We're actually nationwide,
right?
And we're starting to break into the Canadian market as well.
Interesting. What advice would you have, Helen, for the entrepreneur that has an idea? Much like you, you're on your third business that has an idea and wants to turn it into a reality.
Yeah, well, there's a lot that goes into place with that. For me, it's always been taking the plunge. You just got to take the plunge. Obviously, think it through, put a forecast together. The one thing that's always helped me is having a forecast. If you've got a new idea that's a bit different, surround yourself with some really great people, professionals, experts in the field that can help guide you. And that's the most important thing. Toss it off, use a lot of your resources and present those ideas to those resources to see what they say. But for me, it's always been about taking the plunge and just going head first.
You know, a lot of people talk about ideas. They talk, and they have strategy meetings and more strategy meetings. And trust me, I don't want to downplay the importance of strategizing and those meetings. Most of my day, you know, we're both sitting here in front of cups of coffee. Most of my day is spent in meetings and in those strategy meetings. But I'm also, you know, a big believer. Take that plunge. Make things happen. Don't just talk about it. But for every meeting that you have, you should probably have an equal amount of time, if not a lot more, spent putting those plans and those strategy discussions into play. So really, really important. Yeah. And Helen, sounds like you're sort of walking the talk and talking the walk, and you're doing all the right things and building a business. You're hiring people, and great advice for entrepreneurs and folks out there. And so again, we're talking with Helen Levinson of Indigo Interactive. Helen has a internship program, and as she said a moment ago, always looking for good people. Helen, how can people reach out to you if they want to learn more about the work that you do and find out more about those wonderful programs that you mentioned?
Sure. Best way to find out more about our company is to visit our website, which is www.indigointeractive.com. And we also use Facebook a lot to post our job postings. So you can go to Facebook and just search for Indigo Interactive. You can find us there. We're on Twitter. Our handle is Indigo Interact. And we are also on LinkedIn. So we've got the social media networks pretty saturated.
That's good. People can find Helen Levinson of Indigo Interactive anywhere they go. And that's great. You're doing great work, and we're excited to have you back on Get Down to Business again real soon.
Thank you.
Continue to follow your entrepreneurial success story. Once again, you're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. So you can connect with great people like Bruce Leon, my go-to guy in all things employment. You could also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. After the break, we are talking with Elliot Richardson of the Small Business Advocacy Council about that event that I keep mentioning, because it's this week. It's called the Business Event. It's an all-day free business and employment expo taking place at Block 37, downtown Chicago. We've got great speakers on subjects like LinkedIn, marketing, networking, starting a business, legalities, accounting, everything. You won't want to miss a minute of it. And did I mention it's totally and completely free? It's free. It's called The Business Event. You could register on the website, thebusinessevent.com. You can also go on my website, shalomkline.com, to download podcasts from Get Down to Business. After the break, we're talking with Elliot Richardson of the SBAC.
Being aware of the world around you is important.
When it comes to news, yes, I am.
So we're feeding your need to know
24/7
with breaking news, opinion, and insight.
I like to know what's going on in my locality, abroad.
Events around the world.
Fairly so. Yeah, I'm pretty connected.
Or down the street.
For the most part, I know what's going on.
You know, I need to be aware and what to look out for. And I'm real cautious, so yeah, I need to have that.
It's what we do. AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. He's New York City's first Ebola patient, helping to direct his own treatment.
Dr. Craig Spencer is in serious but stable condition. Doctors say he looks better today than he looked yesterday, as when his condition worsened as was expected.
Fox's Brian Yana. Spencer out in public prior to his diagnosis. Three states, New York, New Jersey, and Illinois, putting mandatory quarantines in place. One nurse from Maine is angry.
Hickox has been in a tent in isolation at University Hospital Newark since Friday, and she says she's being treated like a criminal. She really said that she doesn't understand why she's being quarantined since she's tested negative for Ebola twice. She has no symptoms.
The U.S. and Britain will continue to patrol its perimeter, Camp Leatherneck and Camp Bastion, the hub for coalition troops in Afghanistan under Afghan control. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nikki and Michelle taking a look at traffic. Inbound Edens is going to cost you a 30-minute trip to Montrose from Lake Cook. Outbound side's 19 minutes. The spur is jammed going eastbound at Waukegan Road to the Edens Expressway. Westbound side is flowing freely. Inbound on the Kennedys, 41 to downtown from O'Hare from Montrose 17. Outbounds 10 to Montrose to O'Hare 25. Express lanes are open eight minutes. If you're coming in on the Eisenhower, expect stop-and-go traffic at Wolf Road with a 39-minute trip to the post from Thorndale from Mannheim 26 on the reverse 18 to Mannheim into Thorndale 31. There is a crash coming in on the Stevenson at the Tri-State Tollway that's blocking the left lane. It's currently 41 to Lakeshore Drive from 355, and outbound side is going to take you 40. It's 57 degrees tonight, a low of 53, tomorrow a high of 74. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best— serving our customers, and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
In health news, a new scientific discovery could spell relief for the millions of Americans who suffer from constant ringing or buzzing in their ears.
That's right, Mike. A U.S. company just released an all-natural, fast-acting product that's scientifically designed to relieve ear ringing and buzzing. It's called RingAway, and it's the first product of its kind.
Jill, this could benefit millions of Americans. It relieves that internal ear noise of ringing or buzzing so people can actually concentrate on their work again and sleep in peace. And you only take it once a day.
This is such a huge discovery. RingAway has now set up a public phone line to let the first 100 people who call try it for free. Mike, do we have that number?
Yes, I've got it right here. It's 1-800-500-9459. Again, RingAway is now letting the first 100 callers try this new breakthrough for free. Call now for details. 1-800-500-9459. That's 1-800-500-9459.
What an amazing lineup of great people making a difference in their businesses. We spoke with Gideon Bluestein of the Illinois Department of Employment Security, who's helping make Illinois an easier state to do business. We talked with Helen Levinson of Indigo Interactive, just amazing people in business. But I'm thrilled to talk about an event that is all about business, and joined on the phone with my partner in crime, Elliot Richardson, the CEO of the Small Business Advocacy Council. Elliot, thanks for joining us back on the show.
Hey, Sean, thank you so much for having me.
So we've been waiting for this day for a little while. This is the event that we've been gearing up to now for several years, actually. We've been running the business event jointly with the Small Business Advocacy Council and Jewish B2B Networking, and this is the year that I think we're sort of going to blow all the results, all of the outcomes, through the roof.
I would agree with you, Shalom. It's incredibly exciting. I mean, this expo that we're going to have on Thursday, I would expect a couple thousand people to be there. And it's going to be more than an expo. It's really going to be a place where entrepreneurs and business owners can come and they can connect, they can empower one another, they can form this small business community that both you and I are looking to build, and learn about things like new health insurance options and funding opportunities and hear about policies we're both working on to try to make Illinois a better place for small businesses like intrastate crowdfunding. There's just going to be a ton of activity, great folks to talk to. The Better Business Bureau is going to be there. SCORE is going to be there. Axiom is going to be there. I think it's going to be a fantastic event.
It really will be. And it's, as you said, it's so much more than an expo. We've got the education lined up. We've got exhibitors lined up. Elliot, I believe you're going to be playing a nice role with the educational forum. The topics that we have scheduled right now are funding resources for your business, which is at 10 a.m. 11 a.m. We've got a great panel about networking 101. At noon, we've got LinkedIn's profitability. 1 o'clock, starting a business, and 2 o'clock, marketing and branding. Elliot, I mean, I think we've got like the leaders in all of these areas that will be educating both people that are in business that want to learn more, as well as aspiring entrepreneurs. And what are you hearing from SBAC members about what they're looking for in business, and why sort of we're putting on this this business event?
Well, they're excited. Advocacy takes all different forms, and one of those forms is education. And we really do have a great lineup of folks who are going to talk about access to capital. And, you know, there's very little that is as important to the small business community than how to fund your business through traditional and non-traditional means. So, you know, they're excited about that. We're hearing that they're excited to actually hear about the networking panels. You know, how do you do this right? There's so many different places to go out and to meet people. The panel that we've got for networking and connecting is really, really good. So they're excited about that, but they're also excited just to meet the exhibitors. We've got some really prolific businesses, nice mid-sized businesses that are exhibiting. And the exhibitors are going to get to meet one another. The people that are there are going to get to meet the exhibitors, and people are just really looking forward to spending 4 hours together.
That's amazing. And right now, I believe we're approaching the 75 mark of exhibitors. So, I mean, it's going to be a packed event, a ton of resources, all under one roof, unparalleled. I mean, I don't think there's another event that takes place around the Chicagoland area that sort of has all these resources under one roof. And Elliot, do you mind sharing with our listeners a little bit about the history of these past few years of the event?
Yeah, you know, we started the first year, Shalom. I think there were probably 50 businesses in the SBAC at the time. And
right.
You were just starting out Jewish B2B, and we thought it would be a good idea to bring people together and to talk and to connect and to talk about advocacy. And it has just grown. You know, the first year, I think we were stunned by the turnout that we had. I mean, we had at least over 2,000 people that first year.
Right.
We've been searching for a really good location, and we moved it into the Loop this year. And I think we've got a great location. And, you know, even the people that are exhibiting, the people that are showing, the Daily Herald, you know, 5-6, all these different folks, the level of discourse and just communications that are going on is just increasing every single year. So it is a growing event, and we need people to get value out of it, Shalom. I mean, that's why people will come back, and that's why I'm excited about it. I think there's going to be a ton of value this Thursday.
It doesn't get any more convenient than this. I mean, it's in the Loop, as you said, Elliot, and easily accessible. The Chicago Transit Authority literally runs into the building, literally yep. in the basement. So there's
Absolutely.
Parking nearby. There's public transportation. We're taking over the entire third floor, so you can't get lost. We've done yep. events in a shopping center before. This is all in one place. All the education that we talked about marketing, branding, networking, LinkedIn, it's all under one roof. It's the business event. It's on October 30th, which is this Thursday, and people will want to register. It's thebusinessevent.com, thebusinessevent.com. Tell your friends, spread the word. And Elliot, how can people learn more about the SBAC other than obviously coming to the event itself?
You know, head to sbacil.org. And you know, there's a lot on the website. If you ever need any help navigating the website, feel free to call our office. You know, email me at elliot@sbacil.com, and we will take you through it and point you where you should go.
Awesome. Well, Elliot, looking forward to seeing you and partnering with you this week. Thursday at the business event in downtown Chicago, thebusinessevent.com. I want you, all of our listeners, and tons of exhibitors to join us for a great day of business advocacy, business networking, October 30th. Elliot, as always, thanks for your partnership. After the break, we're talking with Gary Rabine of the Rabine Group. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Nakia Nichelle taking a look at traffic. There's still bumper-to-bumper traffic coming in on the Edens at 2E to Montrose, 31 to Montrose from Lake Cook on the opposite side. It's flowing freely, only 19 minutes there. It's stop-and-go going eastbound on the Edens first, so expect some heavy traffic as you approach Waukegan Road. The westbound side, though, is still clear. Inbound on the Kennedy is tight at the River Road Toll Plaza all the way to the Circle, 39 to downtown from O'Hare for Montrose, 17 on the opposite side, 10 to Montrose to O'Hare 25. Express lanes are open at 8 minutes. If you're coming in on the Ike, it's tap and go at Wolf to Harlem, then at Ashland to the Circle, 38 to the Post from Thorndale, from Mannheim 25, and on the reverse 17 to Mannheim into Thorndale 30. It's 57 degrees tonight, a low of 53 tomorrow, a high of 74. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Attention all women with excess belly fat. Research proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of new Garcinia Cambogia, a powerful weight loss breakthrough that actually burns fat without starving yourself or spending hours at the gym. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call now for your free full-size trial. 1-800-300-1905. A famous clinical study proved that the key ingredient in Garcinia Cambogia causes significant weight loss. So if you need to lose more than 30 pounds, call now and instantly qualify for your free trial of new Garcinia Cambogia. Strict limit of one per household. 1-800-300-1905. That's 1-800-300-1905. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-300-1905.
On Get Down to Business, we love to talk to the people that are making a difference. And one of those names, one of those people is Gary Rabine of the Rabine Group. Gary is one of those names that a lot of people probably have heard before because he's got a bunch of companies. He's truly an entrepreneur. And we're thrilled to have Gary Rabine of the Rabine Group here on Get Down to Business. Gary, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. And I know you've been traveling, so just thrilled that you're able to make it. So, Gary, you know what, if you don't mind, just tell us a little bit about yourself and the companies that sort of fall under your umbrella.
Yeah, you know, I started business in the early 80s, you know, worked in the late 70s doing the business I'm in, paving driveways, basically, and began my own company in the early 80s. We've grown from one company to a dozen companies. Started out paving driveways in northern Illinois, and today we pave more parking lots in the country than anybody else in the country. So we call companies like Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walgreens, and a bunch of other national customers our partners, and we're growing rapidly nationally as well as locally.
That's really cool. So, Gary, is there a secret to your success? Is it the people? Is it your connections? What do you think sort of makes a company that started and with very humble beginnings in the early 80s, and now you're, as you said, one of the largest in the country?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I really believe it's all about the people, for sure. It's about, you know, the talent we can surround ourselves with, as well as great partners and customers that we can grow with, right? And for us, we've been very fortunate to hire people that are actually passionate about kind of dirty industries, right? Paving, roofing, and the stuff that we do. It's not the prettiest work in the world, but we're really passionate about it, and we strive to be very innovative in what we do. So we tend to find really, really forward-thinking people, and we've had a lot of fun growing our businesses.
Innovative is a really interesting term because I think that sort of describes what you've been up to lately. Anybody who goes to your website, and we'll obviously share your contact information in a few minutes, but you can see that you've got a whole page on sustainability and, you know, lead frameworks for buildings that you're involved in. Tell us a little bit about how that's developed and your focus on sustainability. And I think a lot of other things that in your design center that you're it seems that you're very proud of.
Yeah. So in finding, you know, great minds in our industry, we've been involved in national organizations for the last couple decades and, you know, learning from the leaders of these national organizations. And we've got to be good friends with many of them and end up hiring a few of them to help lead our engineering and our environmental engineering, our pavement engineering, and our roofing and pavement project management teams. So what happens is we end up hiring these great minds, and they're always innovative. They're usually always into R&D. So we've had to support R&D for the last, you know, 15 years like nobody else in our industry. But it's brought us some really cool stuff. And we have... We're one of the most innovative when it comes to building pavements that drain water, pervious asphalt and concrete. It's the greenest pavement you can put down, and we're leading the country with that product. We're always trying to make it better. Our engineers are networking with other engineers across the globe to constantly test better additives and better products to make it better. And so it started out about 10 years ago where pervious pavements were not pavements you really want to drive on too much without having some problems with it. Today you can drive loaded semis on it and turn on it and have very little problems, and it's pretty cool because you can actually drain water through the pavement and right directly into the aquifer. It's really, really nice stuff. So that's one thing. But we have many pavements. We have a roller compacted concrete, a concrete pavement that's the strongest concrete pavement known to man today. It reaches, you know, double the strength and PSI than normal concrete, and it sets up and you can drive on it about about five times faster than normal concrete. So that's a couple things we've developed, and there's a lot more, but I'd probably bore you if I kept talking about it.
Well, and you know, one of the cool things that you're doing that sort of relates more than concrete and paving to me is your involvement in the community. And on your website, I'm on your foundation page, and I see you have a blood drive, and I see the Ray-Ban Group employees shaving their heads for a good cause. And you seem to pride yourself on your relationship and your obviously taking care of your employees, but also your involvement in community. And I think that's commendable. You've grown the company, but haven't forgotten your humble beginnings. And that's really exciting. Again, we're talking with Gary Ray-Ban of the Ray-Ban Group and the over a dozen companies that fall under his umbrella. Gary, on your website, you've got a lot of jobs, and we love talking about and spreading the word about jobs to, I think, the good people that listen to the show. How can people learn more about those positions and find out more about the work that you guys are doing at the Ray-Ban Group?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're always, I say always, but very often hiring project managers to manage our businesses, whether it be local, regional, or national businesses when it comes to paving parking lots or roofing projects and stuff that we do. We do a lot of snow removal. We have a pipe televising business where we put robots in the ground and televise pipe. So we have a bunch of project management opportunities on a fairly often basis. And we're looking for people that really have fun doing the type of stuff that we do. So I would say if anybody's interested in the stuff that we're doing, jump on our website and understand what we do. They can fill out a form to apply for a job with us and get an interview. We have a strong HR department that really helps recruit good people. So we look for people with the right core values first, and then knowledge is kind of secondary, really.
That's great. And that website is raybine.com/careers. But also, I would encourage listeners of this show to check out the website, Ray-Ban.com, because it says a lot about what you're doing, and I'm just fascinated. Gary, I'm looking forward to following up with you and learning more and hopefully having you back on to talk more about the work that you're doing, both in business but as well as in community. You seem to be a guy that we're going to be following and staying in touch with. So, Gary Ray-Ban, the Ray-Ban Group, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, and tell everybody to get out to vote.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Get out to vote. That's right. The election is next week on Tuesday, November 4th. And I think it's so important that people step up and get involved and make a difference. And that starts with voting. So get out to vote November 4th. After the break, I'm going to be sharing tips how to improve your LinkedIn profile.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com. How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Hello, gorgeous. Bare Minerals just won its 10th Glammy Award for Best Prestige Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials of Bare Minerals makeup to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup, plus a free 5-piece makeup set. For yours, call 1-800-900-6737. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Bare Minerals Foundation gives you flawlessly beautiful coverage with a no-makeup feel. And it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin. No wonder it's won 10 Glammys in a row. And now you can try Bare Minerals makeup for yourself. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals makeup and fallen in love with their skin again. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-900-6737. 1-800-900-6737.
Every week when I walk out of the studio here at AM 560, The Answer, my phone lights up because there's not a lot of good cell phone reception here. I get all the text messages from people with comments on the show. And just now, for some reason, I guess their reception's a little bit better, but I'm getting all sorts of texts from all sorts of interesting people with comments on the show. Last one was actually from my father. I'm glad you're listening. He said, Gary was fantastic. Very interesting. He said, I also heard that Elliot was great. You could feel his excitement about the event. Very real and sincere. That's right. He is very real and sincere, and that's because we've got a good event coming up. Something we are all very, very proud of. It's the business event. It's our annual Free Business and Employment Expo this Thursday. You will miss it if you come to Block 37 next week. You want to be there the day before Halloween. That's October 30th, Thursday, at the business event. It's at Block 37. It's an all-day free business event. Register online at thebusinessevent.com. We've got workshops. We've got networking. We've got exhibitors. We've got a lot of great people. You won't want to miss it. The business event, our all-day free business expo, this Thursday, downtown Chicago. Register online at thebusinessevent.com. Now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the Big John and Amy Show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. What does it take to achieve a perfect LinkedIn profile that ranks all-star profile strength? Your industry and location, that's very important. You'll see on the right side of your LinkedIn profile, it will rank you. And if you don't have a great profile, it's going to tell you that. But if you have a perfect profile, that's what they call all-star profile strength. And that means you need to make sure that you're including a category. They give you a drop-down of categories for your industry. You need to put a location. If you're a Chicago-based business, I think it will say greater Chicagoland area. You want to make sure you have an up-to-date current position with a description about what you do. You will also want to put in there your two past positions, your education, your skills, a minimum of three skills, a profile picture. If you don't have a picture, they will not put you into that all-star status, and at least 50 connections. So I get a lot of questions from young college grads that might not have three positions to post. My answer to that is yes, you do. If you are a human being with a pulse, most likely you have been doing things for the past few years. You were involved in something in college, hopefully. If you have an internship, that's a good place to put an internship up. If you volunteered, that's a good place to put that up. Again, make sure you have a photo. Make sure you post your education or your current education right now, and that will get you to that all-star status. When you have an all-star status, more people can find you easier on LinkedIn, and that means people will be able to recruit you for positions. People will be able to find you to work together with your business. So again, take the extra few steps. Make sure you have a perfect LinkedIn profile that ranks all-star profile status. The business event, the business event, the business event. It's this Thursday, October 30th at Block 37. Register online, thebusinessevent.com. Now it's time for your networking tip of the week. Networking is not about keeping score. Networking involves building strong relationships based on trust and mutual respect. When trust and goodwill are present, people will naturally want to help each other whenever they can. Get down to business is powered by Tandem HR. Tandem HR is your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@TandemHR.com. Get down to business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at EverettWealthSolutions.com or call 708-771-7777. Fascinating week. We talked with Gideon Bluestein, the deputy director of IDES, the agency that he's not calling the employment agency, not the unemployment office. We talked with Helen Levinson of Indigo Interactive, and she talked about her 12-week internship program. We talked with Elliot Richardson once again about the business event this Thursday, October 30th, and we talked with Gary Rabine of the Rabine Group and some of his fascinating innovation that he's doing. Next week, tune in to Get Down to Business Sunday at 6 p.m. for more conversation about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You can download podcasts from the show at my website, shalomkline.com. To success, let's get down to business.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry.
Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,